Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
I just finished talking to Destiny and about, well, I guess I have to start it all over again. I got an offer online for Kohl's Rewards, and it offered products free with shipping only. I saw nothing about joining an online factory direct savings. A couple of days later, I paid for the shipping. A couple of days later, I was billed $40.97, and I didn't know what it was for. That was in November 17th. December 20th, I got another charge for $49.97, and I did not join any savings club. If I did, I didn't mean to, and so I want the charges erased. Now, she told me that I've already been billed for the January $49.97, and first she offered me 35% off of that. Then she offered me 50% off of that, and then she said, well, I can erase that 100%. And I said, well, how about the other two charges that I did not authorize? And she said, well, you'll have to talk to a supervisor. So that's where we are.
Okay, ma'am, I need to get some information pulled up in order to better assist. If I can please have your zip code.
34285.
Okay, 34285. Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Okay, and your name, please?
Judith Wagner.
Okay, just one moment, please.
And what is your name again?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, okay, yeah.
Okay, just one moment, please.
And I recently got another offer from the same thing, from Kohl's Rewards. And so then I checked with Kohl's Corporation, and they have nothing to do with that. They said it's a scam. They have nothing to do with that offer at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We just assist over the phones. We don't process orders or send surveys, but we'll do our best to assist according to the guidelines of the company. But for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
500 Park Boulevard South, number 90, Venice, Florida.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. All right. I'm sorry. If you could also please verify your email address.
jawagon@gmail.com.
Okay, and please verify your phone number as well, please.
262-412-0923.
Okay, thank you so much. So I've gotten an account located. This shows your first and last name as well as your address, shows the shipping and billing with your email and the phone number. System shows a canceled account for the neck massager. And this does start out with the individual or the customer, probably completing a survey. That information we don't have unless you disclose it. You did disclose it. But it shows it was $7.45 is what was paid as shipping and handling. Per
right.
Terms and conditions that you agreed to on the webpage, it started a trial offer. The trial offer itself, or the trial, was for a limited number of days. Once the trial expires, though, you are billed for the item. And there is a voucher also that we don't send here, but there's a voucher with this type of offer where you can actually go to the website. You have a choice of items that you can order, but a shopping membership comes with it, and you will continue automatically with the membership until you actually call and cancel. Our customer service number also should have been on the webpage. It is showing that this subscription was canceled today. Also, it shows a refund was processed for you. scroll back up.
So what is the website I have to look at?
I have to find out where you were, what website you were on. Let's see.
Well,
this
all
was
I know
for
is
the
it
next...
said Kohl's Rewards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now
it looks
the...
very official, but it's not.
The neck massager is from hotconsumerdeals.com.
It's
the website that it shows. The terms and conditions should be at the bottom of the page. But that's where you checked out. And that's the terms that you agreed to there.
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
Mm-hmm. Hotconsumerdeals.com. And it's a gadget, and they sell gadgets.
Boy. Okay, I guess I just should ignore all that stuff because they prey on old people. You know, if an offer sounds too good to be true, it is. it's not good. So anyway, you'd say that my account will be credited for the January of $49.97, but there's nothing you can do about the other ones. Is that right?
The January one is already refunded, so you'll just see it reflected back in 3 to 5 business days for the $49.97. It does show the $49.97 that you were billed in December. I can refund 35% of that.
How about the November one?
I can refund 35% of that one.
35% of November and December, huh? 35%. Okay, but so do I have to go in there and cancel it? Is that what you're telling me, or is it canceled now?
Yeah, the subscription itself is canceled. The agent that was assisting you already did that.
Okay, so I don't have to contact this company that I purchased it from.
No, if it shows a merchant name and there are different numbers, that's the merchant name that it was billed under. That information we don't have here, but it should be one and the same if it shows the same charge. Is the best way to explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So cancel the January and 35% cancellations for the November and December.
Okay.
Right?
Well, refund. You were refunded 100% for what you were billed in January. And for the 35% refund, it means you'll be credited back $17.48 for November and December.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant, credited. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were
in credited,
agreement
not,
there.
Right, yes, right. Okay, so that account that I used would just be credited.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get to December. Yes, ma'am, if you allow me just a moment. And getting those two refunded. And it'll just take a moment. All right, so let me just go ahead and process both of them, and then I'll give you the two refund numbers.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not what I wanted to do. All right, so that was...
So you're just a customer service company that tries to straighten things out for people, is that right?
Well, we are customer service for about 400 online companies, so we are the ones that assist over the phone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you don't sell anything.
No, and we don't process any orders.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, so I have gotten those additional two refunds processed, and for the month of November, for that $17.48, you have a refund number, and it's a few digits. Let's see, that is R258.
R258.
296.
296.
930.
930, okay.
All right, and for December, excuse me, it is same amount, $17.48, with a refund number of R258543754.
All right. Okay.
All right, ma'am. They will post back as three individual credits in 3 to 5 business days with no further charges. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No. Thank you very much for your help.
You are welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.